Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Friday, the 17th of June. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we are preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's numbers 120 to 134. In those sermons, we can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts give a bit more information. Today, we are looking at Psalm 127, verse 2. It reads, "In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves." What an interesting verse. Is he saying we shouldn't work hard? Well, we dealt with that a little bit in verse 1 yesterday. Certainly, there is a place for hard work. But the problem becomes when the work substitutes dependence for dependence upon God. We're dealing here with the choices of independence or dependence on God. It's what Derek Kidner calls in his commentary on the Psalms, the contrast between the fruitless strain of self-effort and the relaxed but not slothful fruitfulness of the godly. I'll read that again. It's a deep and rich sentence. The contrast here is between the fruitless strain of self-effort and the relaxed but not slothful fruitfulness of the godly. A godly man or woman, a man of faith, the person who follows Jesus Christ, is not someone who is lazy, not someone who is slack, not someone who is purposeless, but someone who in his or her work is relaxed, not straining with self-effort, not anxious. Of course, our society sees such habits as admirable, but a Christian would see this kind of anxious work as a sign of weak faith and pride. Oh, sure, Jesus had a hard life, let's face it, he did. In Luke chapter 4, verse 2, he was in the desert where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, he was hungry. That must be the greatest understatement in the Bible. 40 days of fasting, and he was hungry. Luke 9:58, Jesus replied, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." And John chapter 4, verse 6, Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. Oh, Jesus was tired. Jesus sometimes didn't even know where he was going to sleep. Jesus was often hungry. Sometimes he went all night without sleep while he was praying. I mean, he understood what it was to have a hard life and to work hard. But we know about Jesus that his relationship with God and his relationship with people was more important than work. In fact, it was relationships that drove his work, not his work that affected his relationships. And this is so countercultural to our world's values around us. As Peterson says in his book, A Long Obedience in the Same Direction, we care more for our possessions with which we hope to make our way in the world than with our thoughts and dreams, which tell us who we are in the world. You see, who we are is so much more important than what we achieve and what we do. And that's why in this verse 2 of Psalm 127, it talks about the vanity of rising early, staying up late, toiling for food to eat. Not because working for the food to eat is a bad thing, but that becomes our focus. It becomes what gives us strength. It becomes what gives us security. Then we lose what God and only God can grant, which is real peace, the sleep that we need. Not just, I think, a physical sleep, though that can be affected, but a sense of peace, a sense of calm, a sense of security. And only God gives that. And how do we get that back when we feel the anxiety? Well, one of the ways we do that is to worship collectively. One of the reasons these thoughts are in this psalm is that these psalms were to be sung collectively, together, to worship together, for the people of God to remind themselves that, yes, life can be hard, but that's not the substance of who we are. We are the people of God, and we can have that peace that God offers if we worship together. So our Sunday worship, coming together, reminds us it's about relationships, not acquiring stuff. And our personal devotional times also remind us that our day, each day, even today, is a day when it's about God, not about stuff. Let's bear that in mind as we go through our day today. If you want to know more about our church work, have a look at nwlcc.org. You can contact me from there. Tomorrow we'll go on to verse 3. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.